We have a choice to make. The scriptures today ask us to choose life or death, strife or peace. James holds up a mirror for us to see the choice of death. Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet, but you do not possess. You kill and envy, but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. He might as well be reading from the headlines in the papers this week, from our news programs that we see nightly on TV. He could be quoting the comm boxes and all the internet blogs. It's a portrait of our world, a world that gets high on the adrenaline of outrage and conflict, a world that is born out of selfish rebellion. Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violation of our training. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. This world desires to be first and the greatest out of selfish ambition. It rejects justice. It glorifies disobedience and it scorns truth. It dares God to punish, to respond. And God, in his mercy, responds. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days later he will rise. God the Son graciously submits to the dare. He yields himself into the hands of the rebels, and our sins crucify him. But he turns the apparent failure into the victory of his cross. This is the choice of life. If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. God the Son himself rejects the temptation of the greatness of the world and becomes a servant. He serves the Father in obedience to the Father's will, and he serves us in our brokenness by dying on the cross. Taking a child, he places it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me." He shows us the example of a child, the tenderness, the gentleness, the innocence of a child who, in his time and his culture, was counted as nothing by those who were in charge of everything. The least, the ignored. And he offers us a different choice, a different vision. The wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruit, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. How different would our world be if we, like little children, trusting the Father, innocent of the guile of the world, embraced this vision? The words of Moses, spoken so long ago in the desert, still echo today. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life then, so that your descendants and you may live. Praise be Jesus Christ.